daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she, being desolate, shall sit upon the ground. The fishers also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brook shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish. They shall lament for the teats, for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. For this gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. For thus saith the Lord, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. But thou shalt die in peace, and with the burnings of thy fathers, the former kings the which were before thee, so shall they burn odors for thee, and they will lament to thee, saying, Ah, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, saith the Lord. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. The Lord hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out a line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore he made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languished together. And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and lament over thee, saying, What city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, saith the Lord God. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, We be utterly spoiled. He hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning